Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to DNA. Today we'll be looking at heroes who have diverse backgrounds. Bob, what do you think about people who have diverse backgrounds being heroes?
What? I want everyone to think the same as me. But if there's someone who had a diverse background, then they'd think differently. And that's just crazy.
Well, Bob, I don't really agree. I think everyone can be heroes. Today we'll introduce an unlikely hero that has diverse backgrounds. His name is Saru Briley. Let's begin. My first reason on heroes can have diverse backgrounds is that Saru is from India, so he had a different culture. Even though he had a different culture, he was just a normal boy living in India with his mom and brothers.
Really? I thought that they'd be living in a completely different way.
Well, you know, we're all humans, so we live the same way. The second reason that can show heroes can have diverse backgrounds is Saru is only a child when he got left by a train station.
Wait, what? What did you just say?
Saru got left by a train station by himself when he's a child.
No way. Tell me about that now.
Okay, I was just about to. So once when Saru is aged 5, his oldest brother took him out to travel. When the train stopped, his brother went out the train to get food, and Saru is waiting inside the train by himself, waiting for his brother. But his brother didn't return, and the train took Saru to a different city that he had never been before.
Whoa, is that true? That's just scary.
Of course, that's true.
Okay, fine. But only two reasons can't prove that you're right.
Yes, that's true too. So I have my third reason. Here comes the third reason. The third reason is that Saru's family in India was not rich. They used to search for food on the ground.
Oh my God, that would be so dirty.
Well, when you're very hungry, you never care about if it's dirty or not. As you already guessed, it's very hard for Saru's family to get food, so they are often hungry at that time. Life for them is very hard. Relate this to you. Do you just eat whenever you want? If you do, then you should try to imagine yourself very hungry and must search for food on the ground, because that's what Saru's family must do.
This is so depressing.
You finally understand now, Bob?
Yeah.
So, in conclusion, I would like to say that don't judge people by their family background because they can be heroes. Saru Briley is a hero because he tried hard when he got a laptop and researched his hometown, returned to India after many years, and found his mother.
Wow, that's so cool. Now I think it's great to have people thinking differently because we can get different opinions from different people with different backgrounds.
Okay, everyone, that's the end of DNA. Thank you, Bulba, for joining and helping us. Thank you for listening.
Fairy tale backgrounds to get where they are today. Some heroes had to fight through their problems to become a hero. The Talk, where we bring you interesting stories and prove many different statements to you. Today's statement is that heroes can have diverse backgrounds.
So, heroes can have diverse backgrounds, but what is a diverse background?
Well, when people say that someone has a diverse background, it means that they've had to go through something challenging in their past. These challenges are unique and don't happen to lots of people.
Interesting. Well, then, one example is the South African swimmer Akmat Kassim. He has a very diverse background.
Indeed. Akmat lost his leg, saving his brother's life from a shark.
Yikes. That must have been so scary. Thank God he's alive.
Yes, and that brings us to our first reason, when Akmat lost his leg.
In the year 2006, Akmat and his brother were completing their life-saving license. Akmat was swimming when he sees a 4.5-meter great white shark moving towards his brother's boat.
Ready to risk it all for the safety of his brother, Akmat began splashing the water to attract the attention of the shark away from the boat. The shark then came to Akmat and dragged him 50 meters as Akmat battled for his life. He finally found a way to escape the shark's grasp on him, but unfortunately, he made it out without a leg, a huge letdown to his dream of becoming a swimmer.
Akmat's brother came and fetched him out of the water. He held his hand over Akmat's face because he didn't want him to see what had happened to his leg.
As Akmat was carried into the ambulance, he saw his worried mother standing there and watching in shock. From somewhere, he found the strength to show her a thumbs up. Reason 2, when Akmat fought his way out of depression.
When Akmat finally processed what had happened, he feared that he would never be able to swim again and then fell into depression.
Akmat felt that everything was lost, everything that he dreamed of and worked for, all for nothing.
He was devastated, shocked, and didn't know what he was going to do.
Until he met a woman named Natalia de Tweety.
She also had lost a leg through a horrific shark accident, but despite this, she was able to achieve her dream and become a professional swimmer.
Natalia de Tweety also introduced Akmat to the Paralympics, a place where disabled athletes can compete against other top disabled athletes.
Did this mean that Akmat could represent his country as a swimmer and finally achieve his dream?
Indeed it did. With the hope and belief that Akmat could still become a swimmer, he was prepared to do anything to get there.
Reason 3. When Akmat continued working hard and achieved his dream.
Akmat slowly fought his way out of depression and immediately got back into the water, and he was ready to train himself to get back into top shape.
He worked extremely hard every day to prepare himself both physically and mentally. Akmat loved being back in the water.
After all of Akmat's hard work and determination, he was given the opportunity to represent his nation at the Paralympics.
The moment that he dreamed and worked for all of his life.
Akmat then went on to succeed in the Paralympics, winning multiple medals and making himself and his country proud. Throughout Akmat's life, he was faced by multiple setbacks and challenges, but with his determination and hard work, he was able to achieve his dream.
I like turtles!
In conclusion, Akmat proved that heroes can have diverse backgrounds. Heroes don't always have to have fairy tale backgrounds. They sometimes have to work hard to be where they are now.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Talk. And see you next time.